人替施洗约翰抱不平。
And one followers find that it was not justified.
他说：“拉比，从前同你在约旦河外你所见的那一位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。”
Verse 26, Rabbi, who he was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, they are all coming to him.
你本来生意兴隆，多少人来到你面前受浸的？
Wow, your business was so prosperous. So many people had come to you to be baptized.
现在自从你只说他是神的儿子，结果神的羔羊，大家都他那里去了。
Now you pointed that he is the Lamb of God. Everybody has departed from you.
结果约翰怎么说呢
？Let's listen to what John.
他说：“娶新妇的就是新郎。
That he that he who has the bride is the bridegroom.
新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音，就甚喜乐。”
And the friends of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoice greatly.
故此我这喜乐就满足。
Because of the bridegroom's voice, therefore this joy of mine is fulfilled.
所以约翰他一点都不生气，他觉得应该这样，因为娶新妇的才是新郎。
And so John the Baptist he was not upset because he said it was the bride is meant for the bridegroom.
我只是新郎的朋友。
I am only a friend of the bridegroom.
而且那么如果主耶稣是新郎的话，那么新妇的最开始的时候就是安德烈跟约翰。
We know that if our Lord Jesus is the bridegroom, then the earliest bride is John and Andrew.
还有很多人就跟他去了。
And many have followed.
还有别的门徒。
There are other disciples.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这件事，你知道，这个约翰的工作越成功
，the more the work, the successful the work of John.
你知道约翰的工作什么？就是证明说主耶稣是神的羔羊。
And so John the Baptist, his work, his task is to show forth that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
你这样做，你希望不希望成功？
Do you think that you are successful?
你这样见证，你是不是希望成功
？Do you wish that your testimony will be successful?
那为什么你说是人的羔羊
？That we say that why do you say he's the Lamb of God?
神的羔羊，你就是要人来跟随羔羊嘛。
That of course you want people to follow the Lamb of God.
如果大家都跟随羔羊，你就成功了嘛？你是成功了嘛
？Everyone were to follow the Lamb, then you will be successful.
所以你最成功的时候就是你失业的时候。
Of course, when you are successful, of course you will be unemployed.
因为所有人都跟随主了。
Because everyone now follows the Lord Jesus.
但是约翰他怎么说？
Let's listen to what John say.
他说：“愿他兴，他必兴旺，我必衰微。”
He must increase, but I must decrease.
所以不要忘记，在这里，你知道，约翰有启示给我们：主耶稣不只是神的羔羊，主耶稣不只是天梯，神的天梯，主耶稣也是新郎。
So John has pointed to us not only that Jesus is the is the Lamb of God.He is the heavenly steps, but now he has shown us that he is the bridegroom.
所以我们知道他是新郎，所以他是宇宙的新郎。
And so we know he's the bridegroom. He is the bridegroom of the universe.
他来到地上，当然他的目的当然要娶他的新。
Of course, his purpose is to marry his wife, his bride.
教会是他的新。
And you know, church is his bride.
所以约翰一听见了，他就喜乐了。
And so of course, John the Baptist rejoices.
所以他说他必兴盛，我必衰。
And so he says that he must increase and I must increase.
弟兄姊妹，有其师必有其徒。
That we know if we have such a master, we will have such a disciple.
你看见施洗约翰有两个得意的门徒，一个是安德烈，一个是约翰。
And you know that John the Baptist he has two great disciples, the disciple John and Andrew.
你有没有注意到安德烈是很安静的
？Do you realize?Andrew is very quiet.
但是安德烈呢，总是把人带到神的面前，把人的面前。
But very often that you bring man before God.
安德烈的地位永远是 usher， 永远是招待的地位。
And you know that Andrew does very often he's only doing the ushering.
因为他从他的师傅，从施洗约翰已经学了这个功课。
Because he has learned this from his first the master John the Baptist.
只要他兴盛，我愿意衰微。
That if he will increase, I will decrease.
约翰也这样。
Same thing for disciple John.
约翰写了整本的约翰福音，他没有告诉我们是谁写的这本书。
And disciple John had wrote the Gospel of John, but he didn't tell us he was the author.
他只说耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
But they say that he is the disciple whom Jesus loved.
约翰隐藏起来了，我们知道安德烈也隐藏起来。
Disciple John has hidden himself. Similarly,
约翰这个安德烈隐藏起来，你就看到他哥哥。
But the moment that Andrew hid himself, you can see his brother.
所以大家都说这是彼得的弟弟，没有人没有都是彼得弟弟，因为彼得太有名了。
They say that this is the brother of Peter. Peter is such a famous man.
彼得永远是第一位。
Because Peter always occupied the first seat.
不要忘记，他本来是第一啊。
Of course, he is the first, always the first.
他是最早遇见主的嘛。
Because he was the first to meet the Lord.
他就是后来把他哥哥找到，他就变成不是第一了。
And because the father, the brother, then he has.
但是
he was not first anymore.
但是安德烈一生所学的功课就是安静的功课。
But you know the lesson that Andrew have learned is to pass.
只要他兴盛，我愿意衰微。
That if he increased, I am willing to increase.
那约翰写这个约翰福音的约翰也是如此。
And similarly for disciple John, when he wrote the Gospel of John.
那么好了，这个可以说是头四，这个可以说是头四章，也是前面一年所发生的事。
And so these are the first chapter of John, and this is also the first year of our Lord.
约翰当他讲说我他必兴盛，我必衰微。
When disciple John said he must increase and I must decrease.
结果没有多久他就下了监狱。
Of course, no, John the Baptist. After that, he was in prison.
现在神把他手监禁起来。
Now that he was apprehended now.
所以马可福音才说主耶稣出来传道。
And then from Mark we can see.
你看，你读马太福音，我们马可再看一下马可第一章。
Okay, let's turn to Mark.
马可第一章，第16-14节
，verse 14。
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音。
Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God.
说日期近满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信。
And saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
那约翰什么时候下监呢
？When was John the Baptist apprehended?
大概就是主工作第一年最快靠近快冬天的时候，或者是年初的时候。
Perhaps it is the end of that first year of our Lord's ministry and approaching winter, or the beginning of his second year.
所以主耶稣再次遇见西门彼得在海边，在加利利海边，那是一年以后，所以又是年初的时候。
And so in the as Jesus was walking by Sea of Galilee again, he met his disciple, and that is the second year.
27年的年初，主第一次遇见五个门徒。
At the beginning of the 27th year, the first year, the Lord has met his five disciples.
然后他们有的时候和主耶稣在一起，有的时候不和他在一起。
We know that on and off they were with Jesus.
但是呢，到了重要的时候，可能在一起。比方说，也许婚宴的时候，他们都在一起。
But during the important occasions, just like the wedding, they were with Jesus.
所以他们仍旧有他们的职业。
They still continue to hold their occupation.
他们仍旧打鱼。
They are, some of them were fishermen.
主说你们来跟从我。
But now the Jesus say, follow me.
主没有说撇下一切来跟从我，没有。
The Lord Jesus didn't say, you have to forego everything.
你只要来到主的面前就好了。
You only have to come before his presence.
如果真的来到主的面前，他撇下一切是很容易的。
That come before the Lord and to forego everything is very easy.
所以不要忘记，许多时候我们读马可不大懂，为什么马可，为什么彼得，为什么约翰，他们这么快就跟随主。
That we could understand sometimes that why Peter and John they become the disciples so quickly.
他们老早就认识主了。
They have knew the Lord for a long time.
他们最早看见他是弥赛亚。
They were the earliest one to recognize that he was the Messiah.
所以如果我们相信主来，相信主是基督，你看见我们已经是门徒。
That if you were to recognize the Lord is Christ, that we has already become his disciple.
做门徒跟从主去，他就可以了。
That just have to be to follow him, you will be his disciple.
但他们还有他们的职业。
But they still hold on to their occupation.
他们还回到加利利。
Because they still return to Galilee.
但是什么时候主呼召他，主要主到哪里去了？那么他们愿意放下，一起放下，然后与主同行。
And when it commenced, they will put down everything.And follow Jesus wherever he goes.
所以第一年做主的门徒，我们说主没有要求他们撇下一切，没有这些都没有的。
The Lord Jesus did not demand them to forego everything on the first year and to follow him.
所以我们知道说，有的时候他们把时间拿出来和主做一件事情，两件事情。
And so on and off that they will be with the Lord on this some occasions.
所以有的人和主耶稣同行。所以撒玛利亚妇人和主耶稣谈话的，他们就到城里去买东西。
And so some of them were with the Lord Jesus, but when Jesus was having a conversation with the Samaritan woman, they were in town buying food.
那么有主耶稣和尼哥底母谈话，那么也许约翰在场。
And perhaps that the conversations that transpired between Nicodemus and the Lord Jesus, John, disciple John was around.
那别的时候呢，约翰又回到海边去打鱼去。
And other time that you know the John, disciple John has returned to his occupation.
所以现在我们就来了二十八年主后二第主后二八二十八年那一年，我们来了主后二十八年，那么。主的工作。
And so now we come to the 28 AD, the ministry of our Lord.
那么这个工作很明显是从约翰下监开始。
And that, the ministry of that second year begins when John the Baptist was in prison.
那么而且就在大概那个时候他就遇见了这个遇见了彼得雅彼得和这个安德烈和约翰他们。
And so again, that this was, that this is the occasion that he met again Simon, Andrew, and John.
不过在这件事情以前呢，有一件事情发生，就是路加福音第四章。我们要不要看看路加福音。
And so before this event happened, something else happened. Before this, that shall we turn back to Luke chapter four?
这个路加福音第四章，那里告诉我们那一段的事情。那就是十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节，耶稣来到那，耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方。
So he Jesus came to Nazareth where he had been brought up.
然后安息日他就进到会堂里面。
And during the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue.
那么有人呢，他就有人就把一卷的书以赛亚书交给他，他就打开就找到一个地方。
And he was handed the book of prophet Isaiah.And he found, and he opened the book and found a place.
我觉得很有意思，连我们的主都需要找他到底在哪里。
Wow, interesting. No, the Lord has to find, to open the book and find where, the passage.
就作他是神的儿子来讲，他不需要找。
That you know, as the Son of God, he did not have to, search for the verse.
他只要把他头靠近那个书卷，所有里面都扫描进去了。
And so it's very easy. You know, he just.Put the book near his brain, everything will be scanned into his mind.
但是不，他是人子。
But remember, he's the son of man.
人交给他一卷的以赛亚书。
And then they handed him a scroll, a book from Isaiah.
那个以赛亚书是没有分章，没有分节。
Because Isaiah had not divided into chapters or verses.
连标点都没有。
Not even punctuation.
所以从第一个字到最后一字，就是包括整个六十六卷的六十六章的。
And so all the words one after another, there will be the entire 66 chapters of Isaiah.
如果今天我们拿到这个卷，你根本一点办法都没有，你不知道这个哪里是哪里。
And if today we are handed by this book, I don't think that we know how to begin.
但主耶稣一找，后来就找到了。
And so Jesus, he found the place of what has been written.
那就是以赛亚六十一章。
And that is Isaiah 61.
因为那一章是讲到弥赛亚。
Because that touches on the Messiah.
所以他就读了一段的圣经。
And so he read.A portion of the word.
如果他圣经不熟的话
if he was not familiar with the Bible,
他一定会多读一段话
he will add in another verse.
但是没有，他到一个地方就停住了。
And we know that he has stopped at the particular place.
他要刹车一下就刹住了。
And then he will just stop there.
他不能再读下去。
He couldn't proceed.
因为如果你再读下去的话，这个以赛亚书六十一章那里所讲的是讲的主耶稣第二次来。
Because if we were to continue, we'll talk about his second coming.
他要讲到他做审判的主。
Because you have refer to him himself as the judge.
不是，当他读这一段圣经给我们看，他是人类的救主。
Because when he read this portion, he is the savior of the world.
所以他说，今天这圣经已经应验在你们耳中了。
That he says that today, this verse has fulfilled in your midst.
所以这是主耶稣在出就是到。加利利以前，他先到了拿撒勒。
And so before, just now we read the earlier portion, in Mark, this event actually happened, that is before he read.
结果后来的故事，后来的故事证明说，他们把主耶稣要撵他出城。
And so later we realize they want to chase Jesus out of the town.
他们要从山崖把他推下去。
They were.Device they were thinking to push him down the cliff.
结果我们的主从他们中间直行过去。
But our Lord passing through the midst of them.
他来到自己的地方，自己的人不接待。
He has come to his own place, but he was rejected.
所以拿撒勒人弃绝他。
And so you know the Nazarene has forsaken him.
所以他就到了加利利。
And so now he has gone to Galilee.
所以就到了马可福音。所以我们再回到马可福音。
And so now we can turn back to the Gospel of Mark.
那么从马可福音第一章开始。
And so, from Mark chapter 1.
一直到第九章。
Right, through to chapter 9.
那么我们知道说这个就是一直到主钉十字